on a magnificent Wednesday evening, or if you're in Japan, Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? Mr. Teddy Bear, and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, gifted singer, songwriter, captivating vocalist, the one and only now, Yoshioka, is blessing us today with her new hit single, of course, Let It Flow. But also, fans, family, got to let you know, she also has a new release being actually available this Friday called Knock on Your Door, featuring Big State 75. Lord have mercy. It is our honor to have you on the show, my queen. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, the pleasure is mine. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to applaud you on your growth, going all the way back to your going all the way back to your Truth album and to where you are now. I see how you have evolved, and I sense such a level of freedom from you musically. I mean, just a whole completely different person. And I wanted to ask you, what has it meant to you as far as evolving into becoming the true artist that you've always meant to become?
Oh my God, I'm so happy that you felt that way, because I am feeling exactly the same way. I guess pandemic really gave me chance to be who I really am. So my mother always told me when I was a little child, I was like a sunshine. I'm always smiling. I was always energetic. But when I became like a teenager, I started to have like self-doubting, and I didn't have a confidence. I was like depressed, and I was trying to learn how to love myself for a long time. So first album to my last album, Undeniable, it was about learning how to love myself. It was a long journey. And the first album, I have the song called I'm Not Perfect. And I was talking about like, I'm not perfect, and I gotta love myself no matter what. Then the fourth album, I have the song called Celebrate. I wanted to celebrate all the different way of living, including myself, because I always like outcast. And after that, I had the pandemic hits us, and it was difficult time. At the same time, it was really great time for me to become just as a person, as in like not as a artist, not as a singer. I started to look at myself like, without music, who I really am. Like, I started to ask myself. Then I started to do like the thing that makes me happy. Like I was traveling with my sisters, and without taking any pictures, like trying to post on anything. Just like I wanted to have them like a private moment. And I started to cook a lot. I started to hang out with my friends a lot, which I didn't really do it before, because I was really focusing on work and music. Then I started little by little. It's like, yeah, maybe without music, I'm fantastic. I'm doing amazing. I'm cool. Then those feelings really started to affect to my music life. When I was on the stage, I have like a completely freedom, and I can really connect with my audience, because it's like I'm on the stage, I'm singing the music, but I'm just same as you guys. Like, we are all the same. We are just having the good time at the live show, and I wanted my audience to feel that way. Then I started to have the freedom. It's like everywhere I go, this is my living room. It's just like, let's hang out. Yeah. So it's like, I'm so happy that you felt that way, and thank you so much.
Oh yeah, I've had an opportunity just to kind of sit back and watch your career. And I remember the first time that I had the pleasure of interviewing you, And I said to myself, and I was telling some friends of mine, I said, she is exceptionally talented. She has a beautiful voice, but I said, something is holding her back. Oh, I said, it's like having this beautiful hummingbird in this cage and not allowed to be free and become the best version of herself. And now I'm looking at you now. You have this glow about you. The level of freedom and happiness that I see, it resonates in your music. And I am so thoroughly impressed with your journey. You have blossomed into this exquisite butterfly. And I love it. I truly love it. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. So you gave me goosebumps because I'm currently working on my new album.
Right.
And it's been really emotional. It's been really hard. But at the same time, it's just like I finally start to write something so bright and like it's like a sunshine kind of music.
Right.
Because I always had like a little bit like soft part or just like unconfidence. It's like I'm struggle. But this the album that I'm making right now is just like I started to finally spotlighting light side of my heart, but not like a trying to get there, because it's like I'm comfortable to be in that mood right now.
Right. I've always touched upon the level of transparency and how challenging it is, not just for an artist, but just as human beings, to show a vulnerable side and let people in. And what I've seen from you, especially in your live performances, you are so engaging with the audience. They've turned from spectators to a family. It's one big family when you perform. And I see such a happiness that resonates from your performance. And when you finish, how long does it take you to come down from such a natural organic high after a live performance?
Oh my God. Usually after the live performance, I cannot sleep.
Okay.
Because I cannot sleep. So I started to eat some like a gummy bear or some sugary thing. Unnecessary snacks to come down. But last time when I had a performance at the London Jazz Cafe, it was one of my dream come true moments because I was first, London Jazz Cafe is one of the venue that I dreamed of because I was listening to D'Angelo live performance at the London Jazz Cafe and he was killing and Lady C was performing there and so many great legends that I'm look up to, they perform there. So I was like, my audience knows about me or they know about music. That's why they're coming, right? It's like, I was like, what should I do with it? But when I get on the stage, they show me so much love and they sing with me and dance with me. And the energy that we had at the live show was something that I've dreamed of. It's like, this is the moment that I'm waiting for 11 years of my career. And I felt this is just the start.
I want to touch on something you just said, and I feel it's very important to be loved. What is it like for you as an artist to know that you are so appreciated for what you bring to music, to know that you have been receiving this kind of not only love, but an affirmation that you are worthy of being a great artist, a great vocalist, a great energetic performer?
Can you say it again? Sorry.
Yeah, no, I said, what does it mean to you to receive that kind of love and adulation being a great performer?
So I used to I used to care about the audience reaction. Like, oh, what if they don't like it? Or right. will they love my music? Or will they love my performance? So that's why all the stage that I had was like a test. And it was a horrible feeling because it's like I'm on the stage to share my love, and I wanted to become a family, because it's like inside our heart we all know that we are here for love, but the reality is different. But the music is a great tool for us to remind that, yeah, maybe love is the answer. And so the purpose of me being on the stage is that. So recently, I started to throw away all the ego that I had. It's like, am I singing okay? Or like, how about my performance? I started to let it go, all those things, and just like, let's do this together. It's like we are creating this moment together. Then the audience just, their face reaction and everything has been changing a lot. And they started to accept in more about my music and what I'm really trying to spread to them. So yeah, it's been amazing.
Two quick questions. And I know a lot, you have a lot of, I don't like to use the term fans because it's very genetic. Support system. You have a lot of supporters out here in the States, and I wanted to find out, when are you going to be coming back out here to perform?
Yes. So I've been to UK and Netherlands a lot past couple of years, but right. I went to New York. I used to live in New York for 4 years, and like United States is like my second home. And right. I haven't been back to United States for 4 years. It's a long
time. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's the longest since I left New York 2020. And we are actually planning to go back later this year. And I'm super excited. And I've been having a lot of comments from my fans about like, when are you coming back to US, and when I come back to US? And I'm like, yes, I know. So two years ago, one of my YouTube video, Tokyo Funk, it's called Tokyo Funk Sessions, the live show that I did in Tokyo, that video became viral. And right now it's like more than 3 million views from all over the world.
Incredible.
And so many people from United States watched that video, and they discovered me because of that video. And when I had a live show in UK, there's so many people came to the live show because of it. And I haven't been back to United States since I released that video. So I'm like, I know there is so many people that are waiting for me, and I feel it right now. And just, I'm so grateful, and I cannot wait to go back there.
Well, we cannot wait for you to come back. And you kind of teased us a little bit about this new album that you're working on. Can you give us a little bit of more as far as insight? What can we expect from the new album? And also, how many tracks have you finished for the album?
So right now we finished nine songs. And we wrote like 20 tracks. Then we are just like trying to find the best tracks for the album. And this album is so different from the previous album, because I think you guys will understand the sound, and it's a little up tempo. It's a lot of like a high energy songs than before.
Okay.
And you guys could understand, like you guys can feel that I'm in the really good place because the older song is more freer than before. And a lot of collaboration. I have a lot of like duets that, and I've been working with a lot of new artists, and that makes me so excited to release. So yeah, I cannot wait to release this album. I think we are going to release Jennifer March with me around June.
Around June? Okay, that's not too far away. Just a few months away. We are waiting with bated breath. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this evening and also this afternoon in Japan with the exceptionally talented and gifted, of course, now Yoshioka. Of course, we're talking about her two new songs, Let It Flow, and also Knock on Your Door featuring Big State 75. Where did you find this gentleman to collaborate on this new song?
The Big State. So my producer, Naoki Yamanouchi, I've been working with him for 10 years. And one day he came up to me and he started to play one of his songs. And once I listened to his voice, was just like, it was so different from the others and makes me feel so relaxed. And he was talking about like such a beautiful, he was singing such a beautiful love song. And after that, I immediately started to follow him on Instagram. Okay. And we started to chat. And one day I'm like, why don't we collab? I think it's going to be fantastic to collab with you. And he's like, hell yeah, let's do it. And actually, I have never met him in person.
Really?
Yeah, only online.
Okay. Well, the collaboration is beautiful. The song is wonderful. And remember, family, it will be available this Friday, March the 15th. You can stop by, of course, Apple. But if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and to get all the latest updates and to make sure that you connect with Now. All you have to do is stop by our official website. That's at www.nowyoshioka.com. We have the album. We have two new singles out. We know that you'll be coming back to the States soon. Let us pray. Let us pray on that. Do you have any upcoming events in Japan right now as far as live performances are concerned? Because I know the listeners would definitely like to know.
Oh, so I cannot say the date yet, but I'm going to have a release party in Tokyo.
Okay.
And Osaka.
Okay.
And we will be announcing, I think, next month or this month, end of this month or next month. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. So excited about that. Now, I know, listen, how are we going to get there, Teddy Bear? Hey, planes, trains, automobiles, if you have to take a Campbell, get over there.
Yes.
Man, but I just wanted to let you know how much I respect you. I respect you just completely evolving into the person that you were meant to be. To see the happiness and the glow in your face does my heart good. I cannot wait till the new album comes out. I know it's going to be phenomenal. Oh, will you be releasing it on vinyl? Vinyl
yes,
copies?
Yes, we will.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Of course, we will. Okay.
If I had to put you in a time machine and go back, let's say 6 years, and you had an opportunity to have a one-on-one conversation with yourself, what would be some of the things that you would tell yourself to help you get ready and be prepared for this journey?
Oh my God. I would say, you are going to experience really extremely hard time, and you may lose yourself but you are doing the right way and keep going. And you're going to lose your way once, then you come back with a much more stronger, freer of myself. So keep doing it.
Absolutely. This great artist had an album called Undeniable. And my queen, you are definitely undeniably phenomenal. Keep doing your thing.
You're so sweet.
Keep doing your thing. Your smile and your music resonates. And you have touched so many people. And whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know. I definitely want and sign an autographed copy of your new album when it's ready. I definitely want one. So I'm up.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right, family. Again, remember, the two new singles, of course, Let It Flow is available as we speak. And the newest single, of course, Knock on Your Door, featuring Big State 75, will be available this Friday, March the 15th. My queen, stay sweet and always keep it soulful, okay?
Thank you.
The phenomenal is gifted and super talented, of course. Now, Yoshioka here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy, on a magnificent Wednesday evening. Man, I love it. Definitely love it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and helping the teddy bear to help you tune out all the negativity that we have. We're going through some things right now, but it's okay. We all family. It's all one love. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. The teddy bear has you completely covered. You can see the interview in its entirety on our YouTube channel. That's at Night Tracks Radio Podcast. That's on our YouTube channel. That's with 2X, that's double X. Also, if you want to listen to the audio portion of the video, you can always go to our iHeartRadio channel. Oh, look who has stopped back in. My queen. Let's get it back on. Yes, my queen.
I'm back. Okay.
Now, I was letting all the listeners know to make sure, number one, they purchase your music, and also to stop by all your social media websites to make sure they're able to get all the latest updates, because you are constantly busy. You're every time I turn around, I say, she's here, she's there. And I said, when do you have time to just kind of take a breath and just kind of woosah and kind of relax?
Yeah, after I make this album, I think I'm going to take some day off. And
you sure about that? You sure? I'm going to hold you to this.
Yes, please.
I'm going to hold you. I'm going to hold you to that, young lady. You tell me, yeah, Teddy, after I finish, I'm going to take some time off. And next thing I know, you'll be right back in the studio or either collapse.
Yeah.
I'm running. But again, family, the two new singles, Knock on Your Door and also Let It Flow, make sure you purchase them. Support this very talented, beautiful, and exquisite butterfly. My queen, have a wonderful and safe afternoon. And Lord, you are definitely Tokyo, Japan's princess. You, without question, you are definitely that and all that and so much more, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, my queen. The super talented. The super talented. Now, Yoshioka here on Night Tracks Radio. Hey, family, we'll be back on tomorrow, of course. That'll be, what, Thursday, March the 14th at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Michigan, as we welcome soulful R&B artists. Of course, the one and only Noel Gordine will be joining us, and we got some new music along the way from him. So, as in always, I want everyone to have a wonderful Wednesday evening, and also, please, as in always, keep it soulful. And also be sure to follow us on TikTok at Night Tracks Radio with 2X's. Also on Instagram for the same handle. Everyone have a blessed evening. All right. The teddy bear loves you. Keep it.